Now, former member of the Defence Forces, Lisa Smith, has spent the night in Garda custody and is expected to face further questioning today in relation to her suspected connections with the so-called Islamic State. The 38-year-old Dundalk native was detained on her arrival at Dublin Airport yesterday. Dara Makin, solicitor representing Lisa Smith, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Dara. Thank you for taking our call. I'm sure you're having a very busy few days. Can you tell us, how is Lisa at the moment?
As probably you can imagine, Mark, it's been a very, very difficult number of months, given the conditions that Lisa and her daughter were in. It's obviously been a very, very tiring few days, and it's been quite a lot of early mornings and long travels. So, as one can imagine, she's tired and weak, however, is keen to progress matters and has participated fully and constructively so far.
What's her state of mind?
As you can imagine, Lisa is not naive. She is very much alive to the various allegations that have been levelled against her, not least given the various media publications and the various investigations that she underwent in Turkey by the Turkish authorities and the FBI. So her state of mind is that she is obviously alive to the various issues and is keen to engage and participate in trying to clear her name and to set out the basis on which she and the context in which she made the various comments.
Mm. She has been quoted as saying that she's looking forward to telling her side of the story. Now, is that she's looking forward to telling us, say, via, I don't know, a radio interview or a Late Late Show interview, or is that via the Gardaí and the judicial system?
It is exclusively via the various investigative processes at this stage. The reality is that as a result of the various media interviews that Lisa gave, she's been accused of very, very serious and heinous crimes. As such, it has always been her position of late that she was keen to engage fully, to relay the full context of what she believes to be the events in question.
Well, what is her story? What is the story, Dara? Because I know, there's been an awful lot of commentary about Lisa, and some of it is pejorative, to say the very least. But a lot of what is being said is based on interviews that she has already given. Now, whether people have drawn conclusions that they shouldn't have, I'm sure will be determined at a later date. So what is Lisa Smith's story as of right now? What is she saying to the police, and what will she say if and when she gets into a court, whether it be the court of public opinion or whether it be, actually a court of law?
Well, I need to be slightly careful given that it is an ongoing investigation. However, I can say this. The reality is that the allegations levelled against Lisa arise from the public interview she gave. In particular, the allegations appear to be premised upon the comment that she went to the Islamic State. Many people, and quite rightly so, draw the inference from that that the Islamic State can only mean ISIS, the terrorist organisation. However, that is not expressly correct. The reality is that there are differences, and that the various expressions referring to the Islamic State can and are and originate from various religious beliefs. The situation we have is one that's extremely complex, in which there are a number of extremist individuals who specifically go about to recruit and radicalise vulnerable women. In doing so, and premised upon their various beliefs in Islam and the Islam tradition, they believe that they're going to a euphoric place, that euphoric place known as the Islamic State. The reality is that those individuals who seek to monopolise and to manipulate those people, those women, are militants in their own right and are members of a terrorist organisation. Lisa has categorically denied publicly that she was involved in any terrorist organisation or terrorist activity. What cannot be overlooked is the very fact that it is unheard of and unprecedented for an individual in one of those camps to publicly speak out of that kind and to specifically disassociate or remove themselves from the ISIS terrorist group. And it is known, and we can give one clear example in which when a foreign woman spoke out of that kind, her tent in which she was residing was in fact burned out, and she was murdered as a result of such comments. So it cannot overlook the fact that it is one unheard of to make such comments, and two, the danger in which Lisa put herself in to denounce the organisation that she is alleged to have been connected with. And if you look at the interview carefully, Lisa is unequivocally clear that she is not involved in any terrorism or terrorist organisation.
Okay. How do you prepare for a case like this? You know, your client is in a refugee camp and at the mercy of police authorities in not just another country, but almost another continent. It was a war zone. Truth, accuracy and all the rest of it die in those areas, trying to get evidence, trying to build a case to defend or indeed to prosecute will be almost impossible. So how do you prepare for something like this?
This case is extremely complex and novel, and in preparing for the circumstances in which Lisa and her child found themselves in, the first port of call was that we sought the assistance of the Irish government in seeking Lisa's repatriation. In addition to that, we sought to engage with high-level international organisations and bodies such as the UN Special Rapporteur on Counter-Terrorism and Human Rights, Fionnuala Éilean, via the mechanism of the special procedures, which helpfully and quite rightly communicated their concerns to both the Irish government and also the Turkish state to seeking Lisa's immediate repatriation. Not only were they seeking Lisa's immediate repatriation, but they were also seeking that if there are any allegations to be levelled against Lisa, they should be put to her in a manner that's consistent with the rule of law. That was the first protocol to ensure Lisa and her daughter's safe return. Now that Lisa and her daughter are safely back in Ireland, the next step is that we and have always been live to the fact that there are allegations to which she must face, she must give an account, she must engage with, and she must do so in a manner that's protected by the rule of law and her right to a fair trial, and that is now the next step in the process.
These questions or this evidence that will be put to her, was this gathered by Irish authorities or was it provided by Turkish authorities?
At this stage, it's largely unknown where the totality of the evidence will come from or what the basis of the evidence will be. Lisa's position has been that when questioned by the Turkish authorities, gave a full account, gave a full explanation as to where she was, how she travelled, who she was with, and again, the same account was given to the various American authorities. So Lisa has nothing to hide from in that regard, and will continue to engage constructively with whatever organisation, with whatever the basis or the information stems from.
Yeah, she's been interviewed or investigated under the Criminal Justice Terrorist Offences Act. Has this been tested on suspected offences committed abroad before?
There have been a number of arrests before under this Act, in which it is perceived that various individuals, for example, attempted to go overseas for what was perceived as for the purpose of terrorism. So the Act itself has been used. We are unaware of any case of this kind ever being formally investigated by way of a criminal trial. And in particular, given the complex circumstances of this case, which arise from the various media interviews, any case of this kind ever happening.
Okay, Dara, well, look, you know, acutely aware of the fact that this is a live, ongoing investigation, so hopefully we haven't crossed any lines there. On a human level, I think vast majority of people listening will want to know, how is the child and how is the child getting on? You know, I mean, look, it's traumatic for a 38-year-old woman who, by the way, has, you know, Defence Forces training. This is a 2-year-old child who has been born into and grown up in a war zone and has now been transported halfway around the world and is with a bunch of strangers, albeit they're related to the child. So what do we know about the child, the child's condition, how the child is getting on, how it's been taken care of?
Well, a great deal has been put into ensuring that the child is safe. in doing so, quite a period of time was spent yesterday with the child, with its extended family, ensuring that Rekaya was happy and content in the environment. Rekaya is now safely with the extended family and is safely back home in Ireland where she belongs.
Okay, listen, we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. That's Darragh Mackin, solicitor representing Lisa Smith.